Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome, pet keepers and pet lovers throughout Mid-Michigan. I'm Lee Cohen, and I'm here with my co-host, Rick Pruse from Pruse Pets in Old Town. Welcome this morning, Rick.
Lee, welcome. It's nice seeing your friendly face.
Hey, well, you know, if I'm not friendly, then how will the animals like me? Rick, we've got a very interesting show this week. We're going to have a number of different guests coming on the show talking about the topic of holistic, and that's a very interesting word. One of the guests that's going to be coming up is someone who actually does massage for their pets. And Rick, I find that to be really interesting because I was telling someone the story about my dog, and when he's scared, he likes to hold hands with me, and he likes it when I massage his paw. And I never knew that I was doing anything that was good or bad, but evidently I must be doing something right.
Yeah, I think that anytime people reach out and touch their pet in a touching manner, it's connecting with them. And I think that we probably stay too distant from our pet too often. And I'll tell you what, when somebody massages a pet, a horse, if you will, in the case of this guest,
right,
they respond better than any other client possible, because you can actually see in the gait that they walk, how they're not stiff anymore. You really see the specific results, and there's no, it's like a blind study.
Right.
You know, it really, really works.
Well, again, like I said, I didn't know sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, and I must have been doing something right. Now, another one of our guests we've got coming on the show this morning is an intuitive. She is an animal intuitive, and I've got to tell you, I had no idea that people could talk to the pets. Rick, over the years, have the fish been talking to you, and do you really communicate with the fish? I mean, come on, tell the truth.
I do. You know, when I look at them and they look at me and they wag their tail, oh, I just get so excited.
Well, I'll bet, especially when it's feeding time.
It is feeding. Yeah, there is something to do with my colorful shirt and the can of fish food. I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it. There's some communication saying, it's time to eat.
Well,
but nonetheless, I think, you know, the response you get from your pet when he's looking at you is the most rewarding experience one has when having pets, whether it's a discus fish that I was looking at just the other day or just yesterday, and I was just noticing how he was watching me everywhere I go, or you get a big red devil, and he follows you back and forth, and that's a type of fish. It's
right.
Like this massive character with this big head growth, and he's like a cartoon character, but underwater. When they look at you, you really think that you're feeling something when you see them, and at least according to our next guest, maybe we are feeling things.
Right. Well, and I will concede that Bird Rass did know when I was getting close to the tank back when I had him.
A Bird Rass, just for those who are listening, Rass as in a type of fish. So
right. Well,
it flutters around the tank, so they call it a Bird Rass. It's a big, long, green fish with a long beak nose to it, and it's called a Bird Rass.
Well, he always knew when I was near the tank, but thank you for clarifying.
You liked that Bird Rass, didn't you?
I did like that.
You've mentioned him several times to me.
I did like him. And Rick, we also have another guest on who actually, other than you, he was a pet store owner in this area who I knew back in the 80s when I was doing fish. And that's Jim Brown, who used to own Aardvark Pets. But now he's working for Canada doing the dog food as regional sales manager. Tell me about Canada and what you know about him.
Well, you know, he was my second sales rep for Canada, and the first sales rep came in, and he was just top-notch, just a fantastic guy. I thought he couldn't be beat. We carried Canada at that point, but I've gotten even more excited about Canada, and I've recommended it a lot more often to customers since I've kind of reacquainted myself with Jim Brown, because he's been really, really helpful in kind of giving us the technical tools to understand why Canada has such a great reputation. I have customers come in that just specifically have tried everything out there for months or years on their breeds and come back to Canada because of how it works. And it's actually for the super premium dog food lines. A lot of people are a little anxious about feeding a more expensive per pound food. It's probably one of the more reasonably priced foods that are out there. and becomes very reasonably priced when you realize how much energy is in a bag versus, you know, they don't put a lot of fillers in there. They don't put a lot of extra. So if you read how much you should feed your dog of that particular brand of food, it ends up being about as affordable as something that would be less than super premium.
Right. Well, and speaking of breeds, we have a rescue group coming in today talking about golden retrievers. Whoever would have thought they would need rescuing?
Yeah, I know that they're just the most sought after, considered the ideal pet. But I think we'll figure out that it's not so much the pet, but the pet owner that tends to be the problem.
Right. Well, that is the case. Rick, a couple of things just as reminders to our listeners. We had Rich Johnson on the show from Invisible Fence. And if you know anyone who's a firefighter, again, Invisible Fence is giving away rescue gear for animals. And all you have to do is go to our website, and we've got the form right on the website under the links page, where people can actually get some free gear. So you want to go to the website at www.1320wils.com. Not only can you listen to the show live, you can also go and listen to past shows or get this information as well.
There's something that you personally, sitting in your living room, can do to save the pet community. And next time you hear that fire engine, know that you made the call to get them equipped with the type of gear that's needed for those dogs,
right,
those cats.
Well, and it's very important, too, that if you want to contact us, you can email us at mmpets@1320wils.com, or you can go to Facebook or Twitter and get in touch with us as well. So, Rick, we're going to have a great show, and we're going to be back right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.